Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, you know, I've made some notes. I think we can have more of a fun conversation than my kind of razor-crafted sessions that I usually, questions that I usually ask. I gotta start up my internet connection because actually my questions are on email and now they're loading. Back again. But we can start. I mean, I think that, you know, one thing that I did that was kind of a... I did it as a joke because I was really taking the piss, but it was also kind of a genuine point of view, which was a summation of kind of what you said with respect to leaders' personalities. I made it a little bit farcical, but at the same time, I'm not sure what to do with that piece of information. It doesn't really tell me anything, if that makes sense.
Very well.
I guess that's what it is. It doesn't like with orientations. I'm like, wow, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. It can really, really, and same with, you know, essence families and also the focus types, right? But this personality information to me seemed a little bit more. Less defined, less concrete, less almost applicable.
Very well. And I would, in actuality, in different scenarios or with, agree with you. But I would express that it is dependent upon the individual's interest, such as you have incorporated an interest in gender energy. And in that, there may be many other individuals that would incorporate the same opinion about that that you do in relation to personality type, that they would be uninterested and perceive it as unaffecting information. But for you, it is important information.
Well, actually, what happened with the gender energy information is because you raised it. I remember I had a session way back, and I had this weird impression. It's just like, well, I think some of what we're talking about has something to do with, like, this difference in gender energy. That was specifically with respect to another relationship that had ended. And then you were like, yes, this is definitely a story about gender energy. And then I was like, well, what does gender energy even mean? And then we had some sessions about gender energy, and I came to the same conclusion, right? With respect to leader personality, it's just like, this tells me nothing. It doesn't... even after all the sessions, I'm like, well, is this person this gender energy or that? And maybe they are. I think my guessing would be kind of off. And then what does it even mean to me at the end of the day? It doesn't tell me anything.
And therefore, that is information that you are not interested in.
Okay. Because information such as... Yeah, I guess so.
Are you asking if there is some significant purpose for you that you have that information?
Yeah.
At this point, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Not every piece of information that is offered may actually be pertinent to you at any given time framework. Okay. This is the reason that I have consistently expressed to all of you that regardless of what information you are getting, giving to yourself through any source.
Yeah.
There be any other source or myself to incorporate that information in relation to what resonates with you.
Right.
And important to you.
Yeah.
Therefore, with myself included, not every point, not every piece of information that I may offer may be a point or a subject that you resonate with or that you have any interest in whatsoever.
Okay. I just wonder if the conclusions I drew with respect to the jocular conclusions I drew with respect to leader personality are in fact accurate or just reflective of limited information plus my own interpretation.
What capacity?
Help me look up docs.google.com because that's where I put it. Oh, bummer. It's not on this. Maybe it is. Maybe I can get to it. It was, more like leaders or supporters are basically, you know, leaders show the way and supporters take the way. It's just, I think if I can load this up, it might be more, maybe it's unimportant. Because there's definitely this thing where it's just like this dynamic of the people can, leaders are better or somehow, right?
And I would definitely express no.
So I have it in four parts. One is understand, right? Understand what a leader is, taken from your words, but extrapolated for humor, right? Some people are born leaders. They encourage and guide supporters and remind them of their ability. Remember, leaders provide you with development, encouragement, guidance, and enhancement. Find a leader. Supporters need to be reminded of their abilities.
Wait.
Okay.
Now, that first statement, I would disagree.
Okay.
Leaders do not necessarily guide you. They do not necessarily provide direction. And therefore, even in that first statement, I would disagree.
You disagree. Okay. Supporters need to be reminded of their abilities. You will likely not function properly nor meet your full potential without the guidance of a leader.
No.
Okay, so that's a no. To find a leader, you can easily recognize leaders by their grandeur. While many people have feelings of grandeur, those feelings are delusional within supporters. In leaders, however, the grandeur is real.
Correct.
That's correct.
Incorrect.
Oh, incorrect. Okay. This is more of a, the next one is arise more from the tenor of discussion on the Elias group, List discussion group. Some supporters are resistant toward their leaders. Resistance is a problem that should be diagnosed. If you're a supporter who feels resistant, assess the following. Attachments and constructs. You may not be shifted enough.
Also incorrect.
Incorrect. Okay. Feel encouraged by your leaders, and then through your leaders, you can forge ahead in unimaginable new ways.
Incorrect.
Okay. So there's a lot. I don't need to spend my own session then going over, because there's probably some information that that's not yet been discussed, right, with respect to this topic. So maybe that comes up on a webinar or in a group session or something like that.
Very well. That I would express that this would be an excellent example of how much this is being misinterpreted.
Yeah.
I have, in actuality, expressed the almost opposite of all of those statements.
Okay. You have, yeah. Exactly. They've been tempered. It is an interesting topic, but it's a topic that I feel that there's not enough information for me to really get my hands around it or get my understanding around it. There's more to it.
Very well.
That once that gets peeled away, right, or once that gets described more, I may be able to find more applicability. There's a few other topics here. With respect to, dating and exploring some types of interactions, exploring certain types of action, I kind of expected you would say, what have you been accomplishing? And so I kind of wrote up my notes, like, with respect to what I've been accomplishing.
Very well. So, and share.
I've been exploring some types of interactions, and I've kind of noticed that, people tend to fall into two buckets. Either they're very practical-minded, like, I am this, job. I'm looking for somebody who also has this job. We need to have these amount of kids and live in this area and do this and that and X, Y, Z. Or they're very fantasy driven, right? What I really wanted to kind of understand, and I started thinking about it, what am I attracted to, right? And I had this Tompkins session, and he pointed out that my match, which is an interesting clue, would be somebody more outdoorsy. He saw like myself in the local area for the immediate time being, but maybe more comfortable in a more rural location. He said my best match would be somebody with low ambition. but it goes back to my second question, like, what am I attracted to? I'm going to pause. I think I can do it super, super quick, because I'm like dying for a cup of coffee. I set up all my coffee stuff, so I've literally just got to pour it, but I got to run into the kitchen and pour it. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay, give me like 2 seconds. You know what? I had some leftover coffee, so let me just drink my leftover coffee. So that's it. Like, what am I attracted? I could, how do I think about that structurally, right? What am I attracted to? I could look at faces.
What would you express? What would your perception be about what you are attracted to?
There's a factor of body type. And I think in terms of body type, I tend to be attracted to people of a body type, women of a body type who are similar to my own body type, right? I think in terms of personality, then, again, it's going to be somebody with some amount of similarity to mine. In terms of going against the grain or cutting against the grain, as you sometimes describe personality, it's going to be something similar to mine, but at the same token, that kind of ability to fit in certain ways. Somebody with a good global or worldly perspective, somebody aware and confident, as you even said, would be a good match for me. So I guess structurally my conclusion would be I'm looking for somebody who's similar to me. And maybe that's all there is to it.
What would you be attracted to? Expressions that are including some dissimilarities with you?
I don't know. For example, I'm not exceptionally driven when it comes to doing a ton of outdoor activities and stuff, but somebody who is driven in that direction might be a good match, because I do enjoy it once I'm doing it, but I sort of need that somebody who's going to take on that kind of leader. Maybe they're not a leader personality, but really, you know, just kind of take me more in that direction, right? Maybe somebody who's a little less artistic than me, because then, you know, that allows me just to focus on my own artistic directions and have that without bumping against somebody else in an artistic direction point of view. Those are two examples of a difference that might be suitable.
What I was expressing was what type of dissimilarities would you be attracted to that apps intrigue you, or that interest you, or that challenge you?
I can't say I would have an answer to that, actually.
That may be an aspect to consider.
Yeah.
What types of expressions interest you that you do not necessarily automatically express, such as you did mention.
Right.
That you are not necessarily as inclined outdoors active, and you do incorporate an interest in that if another individual expresses that. But in what I am expressing to you, or the question I'm posing to you, is not entirely in that vein, for that is more of an expression that you might be inclined to do occasionally. But being aware of yourself, your natural flow, what you naturally generate, you would not necessarily be inclined to being engaging that type of individual that, let us say, runs every day and wants to go hiking every weekend and wants to go canoeing and bicycling and skiing every weekend.
That'd be hard for me, yeah.
Precisely. But there may be other expressions that are somewhat dissimilar to you, such as an individual that may be very interested in some subject that you would not necessarily engage yourself, but that you would be interested in listening to that individual express about that subject, even on a regular basis.
Okay.
It would be interesting to you listening to the other individual express what they know about that subject. Or an individual that incorporates a very different type of job from yourself,
Right. And
perhaps is very passionate about it, and you may not necessarily yourself be interested in pursuing that type of direction, but that you would be interested in listening to that individual about what they are doing.
Yeah, right.
And in that, there may be some factors that you are attracted to that may not include subjects that you would necessarily want to engage yourself, but that you would be interested in sharing in relation to another individual, for the subject itself may have some interest to you.
Yeah.
Let us say, as a hypothetical example, let us say that you were attracted to a particular individual and that they, in their job, acquire antiquities for a museum from all over the world.
Right.
And in that, the individual may be very passionate about what they do and where they acquire these antiquities from.
Yeah, I get that, actually, because, like, I have a friend, she is, you know, we went out a couple of times, she's a little crazy, but she's fun, she's a friend, but she's super into, a different topic, wine.
Yes. Now, at what I would pose to you, is the question, in relation to the information that was offered to you, how much of it do you resonate with? How much of it presented a possibility to you that you resonate with? And how much of it do you evaluate is not necessarily applicable?
Like the Tompkins session?
Yes.
Oh, like what resonated with, you said that, I'm not going to fit into that regular dating mold, which in that observation of people being ultra practical minded, and I realize I'm speaking about Boston in a large part, or purely fantasy driven, right? So I'd have to go about it in kind of my own way, which would be more just like, energy beacon, doing my own thing and running into somebody in the way that you described. That resonates. He gave an example of my doing things that are way more outdoorsy and then meeting somebody who's going to be more outdoorsy, for example. So going in a direction. So, you know, that specific example of I should be more outdoorsy, I'm probably going to be less inclined to do that, like what we talked about. But the idea of engaging some tangentially interesting topic and meeting somebody who knows way more about that topic would be interesting to me, right? So that resonates.
This is what I am expressing to you, that it is a matter of evaluating for yourself,
right,
what you resonate with and what you don't. And in that, accepting the validity of the information that you do resonate with,
yeah,
and not necessarily concerning yourself with what you don't resonate with. It does not invalidate the information.
Right.
It's really a matter of engaging yourself and recognizing what is resonant with you.
Yeah.
And allowing yourself to assimilate that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily concerning yourself with what.
Yeah. Is it narrow of me to, for example, I said you describe what would resonate with me and describe, well, it's the person that would immediately strike me as somebody who's similar to me, without knowing then there's going to be a certain type of look or outward physical expression, right? Now, is that, it's in and of itself narrow, and is it limiting, right, in the sense of unaddressed, you know, if you have attachments or beliefs that are you're unaware of and that are unaddressed, that's going to be limiting or less expansive. And in a similar way, if you think about attractiveness, is one being unaware and less expansive by, you know, by going with what they're attracted to without sort of peeling back the layers as we do with, you know, beliefs and attachments and constructs and things?
Not necessarily. What I would express to you in actuality,
yeah,
that in your terms, that is what you would perceive as an honest answer, or what I would express as a more realistic answer. For in that, I would say to you that most individuals are attracted to other individuals that incorporate significant similarities to themselves.
Right.
At realistic, I would express that as I have pastly. Lovely and in a manner of speaking, beautiful to incorporate the idea that love would be the only component necessary for a relationship, but it is also very unrealistic. And this is definitely an important piece, but it is not enough for a successful relationship individual. In this, you very genuinely, sincerely love another individual and also incorporate enough differences that you would express considerable difficulty in generating a lasting, ongoing relationship with them. I would say to you that it is very realistic to be expressing and accepting those factors that you are stating, that these are significant components, that in generating a relationship with another individual, yes, there are factors that you can incorporate of differences that can be complementary to you,
right,
and that can be interesting and stimulating, but it is also significant to incorporate some significant or strong similarities with the other individual.
Yeah.
For the matter of building a foundation,
right,
on common ground, so to speak.
Right, right. But
I would
describe
that,
yeah,
the cliche of a bird can love a fish, but where will they make a home, is more accurate than you realize. That when you do not incorporate commonalities with another individual,
yeah,
does not place you on common ground,
right,
and therefore, how will you build a foundation with no common ground?
Okay. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Quick one. Was the Eastern European girl, we were texting back and forth, and what was just a fucking annoying texting back and forth. And at the end, I was just like, I like you, you're cool, you're fucking annoying, but you're cool. Something like that. And she was kind of laughing a little bit and our interaction, and you know, ultimately she was like, you know, I think she finds communicating in English and communicating outside her culture pretty difficult, she said. But was she also taking the piss, like, in a, was she just making fun of me a little bit, in a teasing way? I think that was a language thing.
No, I would express it as more of a language barrier in a manner of speaking and a lack of understanding.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. All right. And this is a funny one. If feeling horny is a feeling, right, what is the message?
Ah, excellent question. I would express that the message is, in actuality, considerably simple. It is an accumulation of sexual energy that wants to be released. And in that, the message is, there is an accumulation of sexual energy.
Energy, okay.
And that, I would express that that is likely one of your more simpler communications in relation to feelings, okay. Or you generally respond to it automatically.
Yeah. Let me switch gears for a second. So, this probably doesn't need to take up a lot of time, I don't think, but you know, with job, and I started to explore different sorts of coaches, should be more like job change coaches, like executive coaches that also kind of help people change jobs and think about and strategize. And what I'm finding is, you know, there's aspects of my job that I don't like, but now I'm back in, you know, more of a business development mode, and we've talked about how I can do it, but I'm wondering, you know, how much of that is really a personality match, right, to me? And, you know, maybe it does make sense, actually, to start thinking about something new. That would be my choice, but, you know, is it really valid to really think of this as, like, maybe this isn't part of my personality, or am I, like, kind of giving up too easily and just thinking I can't do it when I can do it, and I can do it much more easily than I think I'm giving my credit, self-credit for?
Oh, not necessarily.
Okay.
But that we were moving in the direction that we were previously, for you were not entirely interested yet in changing your job.
Right.
So you remaining in the direction that you wanted to continue.
All right.
Present job, and you had reasons.
Right. And so, but, okay. All right. And how do you assess my current trajectory? Because, you know, we talked about, like, wow, yeah, you're really into this and it's going to go well. Like, we talked about this particular engagement that actually did turn out well, and is turning out well. Now there's this client that there's a lot of changes going on in their organization, and there's this big company, and there's at least one major person left in the senior management, which is kind of a big vacuum right now. And there's another piece of what we're doing in this model to kind of expand it out to other parts of their business and ancillary services and so forth. I have a contact there who's a little bit unresponsive, but she tends to be unresponsive in general. But part of that unresponsiveness may be due to this sort of, you know, reorganization. I do want to get over that hump. Do you have any assessment of kind of what's going on there? I mean, is my assessment correct that, you know, it's still a go, but there's this, it's just, part of it is just her responsiveness, which we'll get there. I'm doing the like you said in Jason's sessions, you know, you invite a person, right? I invite you to come and share that. And I've invited her a couple of times, including on Friday, but, you know, they're having lunch with colleagues who are leaving on Friday, so they're not necessarily, you know, responding to me on Friday. But
when you are inviting, are you moving in the direction of inviting in relation to the other individual's interest?
It's an interest in terms of it is her interest in terms of applying what we've done to the work that she needs to do, and that the organization needs to do. Is it personally interesting to her as an individual? I don't know. Knowing her CV, I would say that she could even be less engaged in her own role, right, in this organization. So,
in that, I would express that once again. If you are wanting to engage another individual,
yeah,
play to their strengths. Therefore, also play to their interests. For them, what you want them to be responsive to you, and you want them to pay attention.
Well, so she's, you know, and she's ultra structural in her thinking, and, you know, former strategy consultant, and just like us, and so she's, I think she would be interested in kind of going over our matrix and equations and running through it on a whiteboard. I mean, genuinely, I think she would be good at that and be interested in that, and so that was the essence of the invitation.
I would express that the core all of this would be allowing yourself to evaluate what do you actually want. Are you bored with your present employment? Are you wanting more challenge? Are you wanting a direction that is more interesting?
Yeah.
Expressing permission to yourself to move in those directions, and that you have moved in the direction with this particular job of exploring quite a few avenues of it. And you have engaged a considerable expression of energy relation to exploring this job and what you can do with it and how you can expand with it. And in that, it is a matter of evaluating, do you want to continue in that direction? Is that important to you? Or are you more in a direction that this is becoming more of a chore or boring to you, and that you would rather incorporate more stimulation in a different direction?
Yeah, it's not black and white, but you didn't put it in black and white terms either. Is it becoming? I can see it potentially becoming. I would say exploring, right, different options in a very concrete way now. While still continuing, like, if we did get this, and I guess what I'm looking for ultimately, dude, is just, like, your crystal ball thing on this particular engagement with this client. But, you know, in the meanwhile, if I did get this, right, or maybe something else comes down the road, yeah, it would be engaging and interesting, right? I mean, different engagements are engaging and interesting. Like, they hold my interest. It's just the pattern or business cycle here that can get a little under my skin.
Very well. Yeah. Then that, I would suggest that, yes, you can be invested investigating other avenues and other directions, but in the meantime, while you continue to be engaging your present employment, perhaps it is a matter of engaging somewhat of a different avenue with it to spark more of that interest or to be more engaged, therefore, in that, evaluating in your present position, in what you are engaging, in what you are presently involved with, what do you want?
I want an engagement that I'm kind of, you know, fully working on and engaged in, which is, you know, been the case over the past few months, and now, you know, that stuff's winding down. It's just like the next one, which is my crystal ball question, right? So what?
No. You are not understanding.
Oh, okay.
What I am expressing is not what you want in general, not what you want in relation to, I want this client or I want this situation to move in a particular direction.
Yeah.
No. What are the components that you want that interest you or that stimulate you or that...
First of all, there's more interaction with, like, so, you know, my immediate colleagues in this location are gone. So now we're a tiny office. We were a small office of a big company, and now we're like a super tiny office of a big company, which is, you know, which I'm the only person who's fully, you know, doing this stuff. I engage with other colleagues, but when they fly into town, right, or if I go somewhere else to meet them, but I don't like so much. So that would be, I don't know if that starts to answer your question.
Those are the types of components that I am expressing to you, to look at those components of what is more satisfying to you, what is more engaging to you in what you want, meaning what interests you more, and how can you include more of those expressions in what you are doing presently? How in other directions or other expressions that would allow you to include those?
There's other directions and other expressions, but right, that those aren't necessarily going to help our top line, right? you know, I ultimately, you know, I've got to generate some top line here, right? It's
but that is what you are perceiving now, and in that, this is the piece of that interconnectedness. Now, you are thinking and perceiving in one direction, and you are expressing, I could express or move in a direction that is more of my interest, won't affect this other direction. But that is not entirely correct.
Huh.
But the more you move in directions that are satisfying and engaging and interesting for you, the more engaged you become, and then you project that energy. And even though it seems that they are unrelated,
I mean, Elias, outside, you know, outside of the activities that I can engage, I mean, setting up our having our marketing companies, you know, set up conversations for me on my calendar and talking to people. That I enjoy that. I mean, so that would be a thing to do, right? Which is actually something that I need to put together to give them instructions starting next week. But, I mean, is that an example of what you're talking about? Okay.
Or in an expression such as engaging another individual and incorporating going to lunch with them. In not an entirely business-oriented forum.
Ah.
Therefore, you are allowing yourself to express actions that, and this is merely a hypothetical example.
So you're not saying I should invite my this particular contact I described to lunch, or are you?
Could. Ah. And as a hypothetical example.
Yeah.
That you are projecting a very different type of energy.
Ah.
And you are engaging in action in which you are involving yourself with that individual.
I know. You know, the other dude, he's leaving. I was just like, let's go grab drinks sometime. And I didn't. And he's leaving anyway. But that doesn't matter, right? He could, So I'm going to say yes. I get what you're talking about now. Okay. And for the final question, can you offer we talked about lunch and inviting this contact to lunch maybe, right? But as a crystal ball in this organization, my read is that this particular engagement is still of interest. It's more of a short-term timing thing for them, given reorganization.
I would agree.
Okay. Good. So I'm in a good spot, right, with respect to this. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I kind of feel a little better now. It's just like, because it's a sizable chunk of my what I want, and I do want that to come into place. That would be like a kind of a crowning achievement. Then I would feel good about making a change after that. Moving on, like my skin stuff. Really quick one, two quick ones. One was like you said. Don't do music. And I've been more drawn to do music and picking up my guitar. And I don't think you really said don't do music in a black or white sort of thing, because we were talking about what other things I can explore. And then you were like, don't do music because you've already explored it. But you're not saying don't do music, period, full stop.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And with respect to the TT portal, that's a different action than teleporting, right? If in engaging a time travel, you know, it's not a situation where we're not going to have any recall.
Correct.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes, that is a different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that I knew, that I thought, that makes a lot of sense. There are a couple of different things. We talked about skin, the aloe and lotion, that works. So in terms of what I've been accomplishing, I got licorice, essential oil, which is supposedly helpful for skin, itchiness, but it'll also reduce, like if my skin's like a little bit discolored, which it is here, a little bit on my forehead, that licorice essential oil will help. Would you agree as a property of it?
Yes, it can.
It can, okay. And, but you said no peppermint oil, which you said yes to some people, but no for me. I'm kind of curious, like, about that.
That I express that is that with some individuals, I would move in the direction of that recommendation in relation to their skin, their type of skin, and the composition of their skin. But with some individuals, peppermint oil might necessarily be effective. It would not necessarily be harmful,
right,
but it would not necessarily be effective either.
Mm.
Therefore, it would be pointless for what you are
trying to achieve.
Who is engaging some factor that will be effective, not that will be neutral.
Right. Now, I have no way of, I mean, your suggestions about these essential oils, and you said salt and lavender. The lavender seems to do something or is somehow helpful. The salt, rough, coarse salt, just, it seems pointless. I can put it on my skin and it falls off my skin in the shower. Like, I don't get what I'm supposed to do with it.
And that is the point, yes. It is not supposed to absorb. It is not supposed to absorb into your skin.
Oh.
What it does is the salt encourages a response with your skin. What that does is it encourages your skin, in a manner of speaking, to shed.
Oh.
It stimulates the skin cells that are new.
Right.
That are freshly formed. For your skin cells are continuously reproducing.
Yeah.
And in that, what the salt does, it is not meant to be stuck to your skin or absorbed by your skin or any of those types of actions. It is an element that performs two functions. And what you do is merely rub it against your skin and rinse it off.
Okay.
And this, what it does is it very easily, with no effort, removes any and all particles of skin that you are shedding. Skin does not always automatically fall off of your body.
Hmm.
In this, there are skin cells that are new and that are freshly reproduced, in a manner of speaking, that are, in a manner of speaking, covered by dead skin cells.
Now that you said coarse salt.
Skin cells in many areas of your body, and in actuality, significant time frameworks remain on your body, and they create irritation.
Right.
I would express that they also, in a manner of speaking, part of the irritation is that they choke the new cells.
Okay.
Not allow the moisture and the oxygen to penetrate the new cells. Therefore, that is the purpose of the salt.
Okay. Now, but you said coarse salt, not finely ground table salt.
No, not table salt.
Coarse sea salt.
It can be sea salt.
But coarse salt.
Coarse.
Right. That's interesting.
But not sea salt that you use as table salt.
Right.
This, what you are doing is you are merely applying that surface of your body, which what that does is, in addition to removing the dead cells,
yeah,
it also stimulates the new cells. But the new cells have been, in a manner of speaking, choked.
Okay.
Therefore, you are stimulating them to breathe.
Okay. I'm going to, so I have one quick question, one question that would require a little bit more explanation. We do have time for it. But I'll conclude this with a, you know, it would be interesting because these suggestions about essential oils and substances for health and skin seem to be coming out of nowhere, right? I would not know not to use peppermint oil. That is not obvious to me or intuitive to me. It would be interesting to have a session that would focus on, as a group, right, how do you choose, how does one choose what substances for what, right, in terms of skin and health. Because it seems like there is an encyclopedia residing somewhere that you're accessing that I don't have. Nobody else seems to totally have. And people can write about, right, these different oils on the internet, and they could be right about properties, but no one's saying that based on my skin type, I shouldn't use peppermint oil. That's that. How would I wouldn't know how to, I wouldn't know that, right? That's interesting.
Would know it through experimentation.
Okay.
Therefore, if you generated an interest,
yeah,
in, let us say, essential oils,
right,
and you were investigating different types of essential oils,
yeah,
you would likely be experimenting,
right,
with those essential oils.
Okay.
And you would know in relation to,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
your body does,
yeah,
in response.
But that's a the long way, dude. I mean, the quick way
I
is to ask you.
I am not tapping into some general encyclopedia of information in the ether. I am accessing your energy and your body consciousness.
Right. Okay.
And it's physical makeup. Now,
okay,
in that, if you are genuinely paying attention to your body, will access that same information, you can access that same information intuitively.
Okay. Now,
it's a matter of what you are paying attention to.
All right. Now, the quick question and then the long question. The quick question is there an essential oil or some substance that you would recommend as a natural hair dye?
As a natural hair dye.
That bell's wrong, by the way. I got 5 minutes.
No.
You wouldn't? Oh, interesting.
I would express that in relation to dyeing hair,
yeah,
regardless of what you do, whether it is a natural substance or whether it is a chemical,
yeah,
it matters not. You are interfering with the natural expression of the self.
Okay. Now, is there a substance that would promote natural hair color?
That would not necessarily be one substance.
Okay. Let's say that for another time then, because I know that a couple of people had sessions about that using stones, but you know, you've also said that the chemical dyeing is not necessarily harmful, right?
It is not necessarily harmful in certain capacities. I would express that if you want to move in directions of exploring different components in relation to the body consciousness and what they do, it is a matter of perception as to whether it is actually harmful or not.
Okay. But basically, question, I'm not, like, preventing any future exploration of naturally improving my hair color by dyeing it chemically.
By dyeing it chemically, what you are doing is encouraging the body consciousness to stop producing
color. Oh, so that's not good. That's not good. Okay.
Therefore, you are encouraging
that's not good.
The body.
All right. So what would encourage natural production? That's a longer question.
That would be, I would express, a matter of maintaining a balance with the entirety of your body.
Got it.
Therefore, yeah. Genuinely would include what you consume.
Okay. So for the remaining 120 seconds, could you talk about this thing, like you just, I started to describe it as this male menopause?
In what capacity?
Well, you said that I would be noticing minor changes, and you said that females aren't the only people that have changes at certain ages, and I dubbed that the male menopause, which you may not like that terminology, but what, you know, what is this, right? What are the changes?
Bodies do incorporate changes also. They are not quite as extreme, in a manner of speaking, as the female body, for you are not actually disengaging your reproductive system. Therefore, you are not generating those types of significant changes, but you do move in a similar direction of the body changing in the capacity of moving back to what it was expressing before adolescence. For male individuals also move through a physiological change, an alteration of the body consciousness in adolescence, in puberty, in which you are becoming, in a manner of speaking, physically sexually mature. In that, you express a particular body consciousness and functioning before that,
right.
And then it changes. And at an age approximately between, generally speaking, although there are exceptions, the ages of 45 to 55, with that age category, so to speak, the male body consciousness does also begin to change again and move more in that direction of what was being expressed as natural before puberty. Therefore, many, many, many individuals will notice that within this age time framework, many of them will begin to alter the structure of your body consciousness. Your weight will redistribute. Many individuals gain weight in that time framework. And even if they do not gain weight, their body consciousness redistributes. Therefore, their body will appear differently. There are many different factors that can occur, and this is the reason that it is important to be aware of that and to accommodate the body consciousness by understanding that and offering more of a balance.
Okay. I think we're over time, or we're at time. Maybe we're over a minute, but okay. Any quick sentence, parting word?
Merely an encouragement for you to be evaluating, perhaps in new capacities. Think about what you want to do and how you can do that.
Okay. Okay.
Very well.
Great.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting, and I will for you an acknowledgement in what you have been accomplishing. In wondrous lovingness to you, my friend, as always, au revoir.
Au revoir.